This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our study of the Lamb, there were three verses in the book of Revelation that made reference to the blood of the Lamb. In chapter 5, verse 9, the heavenly chorus declares, "You are worthy because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God." Then in chapter 7, verse 14, it describes tribulation saints as those who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Again, in chapter 12, verse 11, it says, "They overcame him, that is, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony." The three verses emphasize three points: purchased by the blood, purified through the blood, and power in the blood. These three points indicate what God provides for us so that we can live under any circumstance for His glory. Since we are purchased, the only proper posture for us to take in our relationship with God is full surrender and obedience to Him. We didn't do anything, nor could we, to earn our privileged position of being His child. The blood of the Lamb was the purchase price to buy us out of the slave market of sin. Once purchased, we are to be purified and kept clean. Only the blood of the Lamb has the potency to cleanse sin stains from our lives. All who thus commit themselves to God and seek His cleansing through confession nevertheless find that they continue to be under attack from the devil. The only way to overcome this foe is to claim the power of the blood of the Lamb and bear testimony to that fact that you are relying on Christ's victory won on the cross. Let me encourage you to go to my website, gettingthemessage.org, and review these programs for yourself.